Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Seize the day. I think that Dr. Laura used that, didn't she?
She did.
For a long time. Maybe yeah. She still does. I don't hear her. Anyway, I never was much of a fan of hers anyway. I like Dr. Joy because she's the real thing. And Laura is an entertainer for
Dr.
sure.
Dr. Joy is much nicer.
Yeah, right. Exactly. And she has the credentials, the real credentials. Laura is an interesting lady and dispenses interesting advice, however practical it may be. She's created quite a stir and quite a career for herself. And congratulations are in order for anybody who does well at his or her chosen task. All right, so let's get Richie and I are here together today. This is the first time it's just been you and me for a long time.
Usually years.
At least Kenny is here, yeah, right. Kenny's off to a wedding. Jennifer's off to some wine binge someplace. Roberta's drowning in the ocean.
Working.
What? She is?
Yeah, so
going
she's
by going to a concert. See, I went to a late concert last night, and I'm here.
Yeah, what? She went to Shania Twain. Look at her. So anyway, everybody's in New Orleans.
So this is the quote of the day. The thought of the day comes from Robert Plant. Going to acknowledge his career later on in this hour. The past is a stepping stone, not a milestone. Wow. So many things. Have you noticed there's a theme to our thoughts, and much of it has to do with forgetting about or eliminating the past and the problems of the past and moving into the now and thinking about what you're doing today and maybe where it all goes tomorrow. But if you were, for example, let's say you had an account at Ashley Madison. Not much you can do about that. That's the past, right? Here's an encouraging...
But your future.
Right. The message that I saw today that is the going from the thought for the day to the quote of the day, embarrassing now, but you'll get over it. That's the message from the group that hacked Ashley Madison, the cheaters' website, yesterday.
I'm so curious to see who's behind this.
I know. Remember that television show that was on for a while called Cheaters? Did you ever see that?
No.
It was a private eye. I remember it was a late night show.
Oh, yeah.
One guy chasing around. He'd find it. Mostly it was women who were embarrassing the men in their lives. Once in a while it was a man who was after a woman. But I remember it was on late night television a number of years ago. And you would see this guy who was a real, you could see the aura.
Private detective type, sleazy.
Yeah, real sleazy. So anyway, he has this fleet of cars, and they find people that think that their spouse is cheating on them or somehow or other doing things that are not cool. And so they go out and they chase him around and embarrass him. And that's in that circumstance. Yeah, but I mean, I think that's appropriate. Anyway, yesterday, as many as 37 million of the names that were associated with Ashley Madison were leaked online. Big day for divorce lawyers. It's a big day. Yesterday was a big day.
And Josh Duggar takes another hit.
Yeah, what a man. Okay.
That's two accounts.
Phony balonies, phony balonies. The Iran nuclear deal is facing a big vote pretty soon. There's a twist now. You remember that for years Iran has been accused of trying to develop nuclear weapons. They've always responded with, nope, it's not us. We aren't doing that. What are you talking about? Earlier this summer, Iran and the United States and six other world powers signed a deal to end the drama by lifting sanctions in exchange for limiting Iran's nuclear program. So now it's up to Congress to approve that deal. And apparently there are enough people whose arms are being twisted that it looks like this thing is in fact going to pass. Yesterday there was a report that a side agreement attached to the deal has surfaced. This side agreement allows Iran to use its own inspectors instead of the UN inspectors at a site that's been used to develop nuclear weapons. This news makes the deal more controversial. Critics say it puts too much trust in them, but the administration says that it's confident inspections will be carried out. Well,
confident how?
No, no. You look at the vote. The Republicans.
Let me get this straight. Our deal with Iran.
Yeah.
Is based
like
on
Fox
the
is watching
UN
the hen house.
Letting Iran do their own inspections.
Uh-huh. So, nice. People in Obama's own party, like Senator Schumer and Senator Menendez, Schumer, New York, Menendez, New Jersey, have both come out against the deal. So the vote's going to be pretty, pretty close. One of the most important, this is a legacy sort of thing for Obama. And apparently, this is another one of these phony deadlines. I don't know where these deadlines came from. We have to get this done by X date. September 17th is when the vote is supposed to be taken. Let's see. The next episode will be on The Real Housewives of D.C., Richie. But
this is a reality show.
It is a reality show. Right, exactly. Here's the quote of the day. For those of you who love horses, you know I'm a very big animal advocate and protector. I saw this posted either. This is when you're riding a horse, and this is good for life. This is a great sort of proverbial way of thinking of things. You either go to the hospital or you get back on. That's the if you're riding horses and you get kicked off, knocked off, you either go to the hospital or you get back on. I saw a video of somebody who was competing. This was last week. It was a big competition week for the certain horse categories that are involved in these derbies around the country during the summer and the fall.
Right.
So a lady fell off of her horse.
Mm.
Didn't get bucked up, but she fell off. And she was, obviously, look at the video. Man, this woman could have been seriously hurt. The horse sort of rolls on her. And she was riding a couple of different horses in this event. She gets up, dusts herself off, gets on another horse, and goes back into the competition.
Wow.
Meanwhile, after she was examined by a doctor, she broke a rib during that, and she still get back up on the horse.
They should ban horse riding events.
Oh,
so dangerous.
Yeah, really.
Uh-huh. I don't know how they let anybody do that. It's so dangerous.
You'll have to pass that along. All right, 13 past the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. In a moment, Dr. Ken Kronhaus updates us on several very important medical issues this week. Coming up in a matter, as I said, of, did I say moments? Or did I say minutes?
Seconds.
What did I say? Seconds! Yeah, you can measure this break in seconds.
Musicians, Guitar Center's anniversary celebration is on right now. But Thursday through Sunday, you'll save even more with truckloads of new gear arriving daily and just added four-day deals in every department. Get amazing anniversary deals like a Fender Squire Stratocaster or an Epiphone acoustic guitar for just $99. Ernie Ball Cobalt electric guitar strings, two for $10. Or a sheet music stand, now just $19. Guitar Center's extra anniversary savings ends this weekend. Don't miss it.
There are two types of water heaters, thankless and tankless. The thankless kind work like this.
Mom, I'm throwing in a load of laundry.
Whoa, hold off on that. I'm hopping in the shower.
Is this a good time to turn on the dishwasher?
This is not a good time to turn on the dishwasher.
Rinnai's tankless water heaters, on the other hand, work this way.
I'm throwing in a load of laundry.
No problem. I'm hopping in the shower.
Rinnai's innovative tankless water heaters provide an endless supply of hot water whenever you need it, even for multiple tasks at the same time. Plus, they feature a space-saving design and ultra-efficient performance for monthly energy savings. So enjoy hot water that's always ready when you are.
Is this a good time to turn on the dishwasher? Go for it.
And never discourage your children from washing dishes again. Rinnai tankless water heaters, the hot way to heat water. Learn more about Rinnai's industry-leading products at www.rinnai.us. That's RINNAI.US.
Oh, Beck, how was your visit with the dentist?
Kind of fine.
Shall we book another appointment, then?
Wonderful.
I'll sign you up for our root canal rewards. 10th one's free.
What?
You're drooling on my papers.
What's wrong with me?
How about a rewards program you can actually use every day? Finally, there's plenty. Earn points at one place and use them at another. Join for free and discover exclusive offers only at plenty.com. There's plenty together. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, what is is that?
Two songs playing at the same time.
Hey, terrific.
Very cool.
16 past the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Dr. Ken Kronhaus joins us now for a medical update on a number of items that are of import to people. The FDA has approved a drug to boost women's sex drive with some sort of restrictions. Is this much ado about nothing, Ken, or is this really significant?
Well, it's much ado about the fact that it opens up a whole new way to treat women. It's a new class of drugs. It's not a lookalike. It's not like something we've ever had before. But this drug is not going to be a blockbuster because you have to take it every single day. In the studies, it only increased one time a month when women had relationships compared to the
people
they
were having
on
five. If they were having normally five, then they'd have six using this.
And they have to take it every day, unlike Viagra. That is correct. Yeah. There's also considerable concerns about safety. It drops blood pressure. You cannot drink alcohol while you're taking this drug because you will drop your blood pressure significantly. It also can cause liver problems.
Right.
And if you have a liver problem,
so how did
it get
approved?
Well, it actually was not approved twice, and it was given up by a big drug company, and this little tiny drug company picked it up, and then they cleverly got together this very strong political campaign to get it approved, and you know, they accused the FDA essentially of being sexist, that they weren't going to pass.
Of course, it's a PR campaign, right. So the company to buy stock in at the moment would be this little company, whatever it is,
well,
for
it's
as long
a private,
as this work.
Well, it's a privately held company. Yeah. Actually, I'm not recommending stock purchases, but there's another drug that's far along in its development that is in the same class that has not yet been approved. It looks like it will be, and it's only taken when you need it, like Viagra,
yeah.
And it works a little bit differently in the brain, and it doesn't look like it has the same safety issues, and this looks like the second drug in this class. This looks like a potential blockbuster,
right.
But the first drug will just be historically important.
And I heard that it was supposed to be mainly for women that were premenopausal. Or menopausal, that's when...
Well, it's indicated for premenopausal women who consider their inadequate sexual appetite to be very destructive.
All right. E-cigarettes, speaking of destructive, really destructive, what's the news there?
Journal of the American Medical Association, the teens who use e-cigarettes are more likely to later smoke conventional cigarettes and other tobacco products, suggesting that electronic cigarettes should be strictly regulated as proposed by the FDA because teens' brains are still developing. They're more sensitive to the effects of nicotine, and using just a few e-cigarettes could make them vulnerable to using nicotine in other forms.
One of the things that's most distracting when it comes to information from these studies is one contradicts the other. Here's an example. A couple of drinks a day may boost your risk to get cancer. Well, we're told to take a couple of drinks a day to calm down or lower our blood pressure.
You have to listen very carefully. They're not contradicting. The studies will show that if you drink, you may help yourself with circulatory issues in moderation.
Mm-hmm.
But on the other hand, if you drink in moderation or worse, you will increase your risk of multiple number of cancers. This is out of the British Medical Journal. And for guys, it's two or more. For women, it's more than one drink a day. And this is serious stuff. And if you smoke, you have to drink even less.
Really? All right. Quick report on head lice and the news there.
Exactly. This is important information. You know, for most of us, the over-the-counter head lice treatment was effective, but for 25 states already, including mine, Florida, the over-the-counter is ineffective. You have to use the prescription drug for head lice.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus here with a weekly medical report on some of the top stories that will affect you. He's with us on Good Day all the time. Happy to have him here, 21 after the hour on Good Day.
Are you excited about the World Wide Web? Do you want a place where you can share your ideas and express yourself? Well, dial up your modems and stream on down to the GCN Live Community Forum. Lots of radical features await you there.
Wow, Internet guys, I am so glad I went to the GCN Live Community Forum.
You too can discover why the World Wide Web is awesome. Just go to GCNLive.com/forum. That's GCNLive.com/forum. I'll see you in cyberspace. Friend GCN Live on Diaspora and Cross.tv.
Okay, honey, I have to ask, and be honest here. Have you been taking a little blue pill? Because things have been pretty good in the bedroom lately.
No, I swear.
You didn't pick anything up at the Pharmacia last month in Cancun?
No.
Well, something's different.
I have been taking that heart and body extract you bought me.
But that's for your heart and to control your cholesterol.
Well, I read HB extract also promotes healthy prostate function.
I never guessed it would work this well, but...
But you're glad it did.
Oh, yeah.
Heart and body extract is a 100% organic formula that promotes a strong heart, healthy arterial flow, better circulation, improves erectile and prostate gland function, and provides youthful energy, strength, and stamina. Find out more at heartandbodyextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, paired with healthy heart choices, is a winning combination. Call toll-free to order or for free information. 1-866-295-5305. 1-866-295-5305.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley. With U.S. Tax Shield, we can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Robert Plant fan.
Yep, big time.
Today is his birthday. 67. Aging rocker stuff. Still can build him up though. If you is a stepping stone, not a milestone. Something that I like. I'm guessing there are a number of things that might be in that group of songs that I would like. Sounds like a Los Angeles tune. I think he's changed as he's gotten older.
Oh, without a doubt. Yeah, he can't. The Traveling Riverside Blues that you just heard a minute ago.
Yeah, I can't do that anymore.
And this kind of stuff. No, he had an amazing, amazing voice back in the late 60s, early 70s. You just can't do that when you're 60.
I like this song, frankly.
And of course, you can't talk about Robert Plant Led Zeppelin without playing.
Like this song, it's played.
Every great band has a mega hit that they run into the ground. That radio runs into the ground.
This was. right. So let's move our focus from one rocker to another, from Robert Plant to Steven Tyler. Now, I believe we shared some information about Tyler a week or two ago, that he has moved to Nashville and sort of started a new style. He's immersing himself, some members of his family say, in the local music scene. He's recording some tunes for his new solo country album. Who would have thought Steven Tyler would ever do a country album?
That's the only way these classic rockers can get any airplay on the radio anymore, because there are no stations that will play their music. We see Don Henley doing it also.
Yeah.
And it's not a stretch for Henley. It's a little bit of a stretch for Steven Tyler. But
Aerosmith, hello.
Yeah.
He's had a big career, but he also wants to stay relevant. Isn't he acting now? I think he's going to be on that TV show Nashville, as a matter of fact.
Oh, that would make sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, he'd be good in that.
Yeah, he would be. Yeah, yeah. He and Sheryl Crow have become friends. So, but the changing scene for these rockers, have you?
Let me tell you what else is going on. Nashville is where all songwriters go, because that's where they can sell their songs. I watched Kevin Griffin from Better Than Ezra moved from New Orleans to Nashville just so he can write and sell songs to other up-and-coming artists and artists that live
there. Got to be in proximity to them.
Yep.
Yep. Yeah. All right, so, but I thought it was worth acknowledging a couple of old rockers, since I went to the old rocker concert last night, the Doobie Brothers and Greg Allman. Wish they'd play some more of their hits, though, because that's why people show up, I think, unless you just want to jam. 28 after the hour and good day.
In the news, Africa celebrates 1 year free of polio. This is Dr. Chamberlain Cole, keeping you healthy without the dreaded copay. It was only in 1988 that the world drive to eradicate polio started. At that time, 350,000 children were paralyzed annually. Last year, 359. How is this miracle done? Vaccines. Thankfully, I've never seen a child with polio, but in the last few years, I've seen chickenpox, whooping cough, and measles. Meaning, we here in the U.S. have become complacent about childhood diseases that most parents have never seen, but only heard of. The recent measles outbreak in California brought home the reality that these childhood diseases aren't gone. They're like a faded movie star lurking in the wings, itching for a comeback. DCOC advice is simple. Vaccines work. If you don't believe me, picture this. The joy of hundreds of thousands of children in wheelchairs jumping up and running thanks to the polio vaccine. This is Dr. Chambers on Call. You can follow me on my website, drchambersoncall.com.
No student's ever been king of the classroom on day one, but with the right gear from Office Depot Office Max, like a new JanSport backpack, a Dell 2-in-1 laptop, and Stellar notebooks, your kid will be walking with varsity-level swagger. That's that new gear feeling. Shop with our experts to get great savings on a wide selection of school gear. And right now, Office Depot brand notebooks just 1 cent each. Office Depot Office Max. Gear up for school. Gear up for great. Limit 3 in-store only while supplies last, ends 8/22.
Welcome to Staples. Hi, Staples guy. I have to get my kids ready for back to school. Staples has tons of deals, like one subject notebooks for just 25 cents. So they'll be 110% ready.
Wait a minute. That's 10% more ready than 100% ready.
That's right.
Yeah, I was a math major. I could tell.
Make low prices happen. Make 110% ready happen. Staples. Make more happen. Staples filler paper is just 75 cents all season long.
Limit 30 per customer in-store. Limit 10 per customer online with $25 minimum purchase. Notebook price in-store only.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GC.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Yeah, here we are, back to fix problems, not make problems. The Doug Steffen Good Day program with Rich McFadden, President Carter, and the update. He is going to discuss his cancer diagnosis at a news conference set for today. Session will come, what has it been, about a week since he issued a statement announcing that he had recent liver surgery and found out that he had cancer all over his body. So he wants to, he's 90 years of age, he wants to make a complete public statement so the facts are known. He's one of the four living ex-presidents. Is this good? Is this bad? Is this helpful? How is it going to hurt? It's going to make him any worse, and it may help people that are having the same kind of problems, or maybe people that don't even know. See, this is the biggest problem. I find in the medical world, people who are in denial, or they just have such bad care, doctors are so bad that they don't give them the extra time. And the perfect example of this is a very close friend of mine, and you were emailing to him, Richie. Mm-hmm. I think I told you this off the air, but I'll tell you the story on the air because I think it's very relevant to people who are afraid, who are full of fear because they don't know. Better to know everything and then how to deal with it. It so disarms me when somebody says, I have another very good friend who's a very wealthy guy. It's probably worth $450-500 million.
Wow.
And he's 77, I think, 78 maybe. Big guy, heavy guy, responsible for some great pharmacological advances in our country. Anyway, so he has a wonderful life, and he eats and drinks and is merry. And so he and I were talking about a diagnosis that I had had in one of my travails a few years ago, and I said, have you had this same test? He said, no. I said, why? He says, I don't want to know. I said, why? What do you mean you don't want to know? He says, I don't want to know what's going on in my body. And I sort of chuckled. We are very good friends, and I could say things to him that are pretty blunt. And I said something that was rather profound and profane to him. And he sort of turned around and looked at me, said, What happens if there's something wrong? How's that going to change
you handle it?
My life? One way or the other. And he says, at my age, I don't care.
Yeah.
I've had a great life, so something's wrong. What am I going to do about it? And I don't know whether I argue with that. I wouldn't do it that way myself. But
I'll tell you.
Different.
The second I realized something was wrong.
Yep.
I went to the hospital when I wasn't able to breathe
that
right.
Day.
And I was putting together a trampoline. I was like, man, I should not be this winded and tired. And then I started looking at my neck, and I was like, something's not right here. And I went straight to the emergency room. Boom. Had I waited another month or 2 months or whatever it is, who knows?
Who knows?
But catch it.
Well, so my friend who has the same problem that you had, and that's why I put the two of you together because I wanted you, non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. So they told him that he needed to come back for further examination. They told him, this is very doable, beatable. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, lymphoma is easy to beat if you catch it.
Yeah, okay. So he goes back in for another exam. And there's a lump in his groin. So the doctor said, oh, that's interesting. So this guy, who is a very high-profile guy, looks at him and says, what does that mean? He said, well, we got to do some more tests. Well, he said, let's hurry up and get the test done. Because this is like a Thursday. They schedule him for tests next Tuesday. The guy says, no, I don't want to worry about this all weekend. Come on. And so apparently,
that's the worst part.
I think it is, not knowing.
Right.
So come to find out, now he knows that he has stage 4 bone marrow cancer, which is not good. However, it is treatable.
It's not a death sentence.
It is not a death sentence. And it is. I'll give you another example. Somebody else that I know and care a great deal about went to a party a week ago Saturday at his house, celebrating his life, because a year ago at this time he was told he had bone cancer and he'd be dead.
Right.
And then he went and knocked around and found various ways to treat it and to approach it. So it had gotten into his bones to the point where it had weakened his bones and he lost a couple of inches in height. But he got the treatment, and as it turned out, they didn't tell him completely. There were two treatments. One of them to get rid of the cancer, the other to keep his back straight so he wouldn't lose his height or strengthen his bones. Well, they didn't do that. So now he's hunched over a little bit, and he's lost a couple of inches. But
he's fixed that.
Yeah. Well, no, he can't. He's not worried about it. The thing that affects him most now, he's been through all the treatment. He's been declared clear. He's never smoked, never done drugs, never abused his body, other than he works hard. He's running a farm business, we all know how that is.
Tough, yeah.
Yeah, it's a tough business. And so I'm sure that the stress has affected him somewhat. But to his credit, he's back at it, and they told him 3-4 weeks ago that the problem he had with the bones and cancer was over. He was cancer free.
Good for him.
But he's on a drug that stabilizes his system now that he just got off of it, and he loses his memory. He doesn't remember anything. He can take a tractor apart and put it back together again blindfolded, but he doesn't always remember what deals he makes now with people.
Let me tell you something. Chemo brain is, that's fun to get over. It's You can't remember. You walk into a room, you're like, wait a minute, what am I here for?
Yeah, why am I here? Yeah. All right, a couple of other things here. I wish Jennifer were here to discuss what's going on the West Coast. For those of you who are listening in Oregon and in Washington State, so many fires, so many blazes burning up in this part of our country. What apparently is now being decided, because they can't possibly get a number of people together to go fight these things everywhere they are, so they're just letting them burn out. Burn unchecked. And they'll do this in areas where there are no homes. But some of the most magnificent trees in our country are in danger because of these fires. But some of them are so tough and so old, they won't be affected much by the fire. That's the other thing. What did you start to say?
Well, hey, regrowth is actually a good thing.
Healthy. Yes, it
is. The reason we try to squash these fires.
They don't burn everybody's house down.
Right, exactly. Yeah. You know, if you've ever been to Mount St. Helens and looked at the regrowth after the eruption of 1982, 3, whatever it was, it's an amazing thing to see. To see how it just crushed everything for miles and then watch the regrowth of even the mountain itself. And the wildlife, and just, and it's so healthy. And it's because you get that ash, and it's good for the soil, and everything that comes up after that is regenerated. So
from the ash of the phoenix.
The phoenix, right.
Yeah, yeah. No, it is. You're right about that. Anytime we ever burned anything on the farm, burned the field, it come back much greener, much healthier, because you get rid of all the debris that's there, and that sucks some of the energy out of the soil, so this rejuvenates it.
So the bottom line is we're trying to save homes and people, which is great, cool, but, you know, all in all, it's good for the soil, good for the land.
All right, next item of interest and importance, and I don't like to dwell on these things, but because there's so much of a problem with rape and the kinds of things that are going on college campuses and in businesses, just almost in a wholesale way, unchecked, I believe, that I need to get on this bandwagon and just make the people, at least who are listening to me, aware of it so you can formulate your own opinion one way or another. The story of this 16-year-old girl who's at the center of a rape trial. School is St. Paul's Private School in New Hampshire. Cross-examination of her at this school begins today. The exploration here is what some say is a culture of sex and gender and entitlement at these private schools. A lot of ambassadors and senators, prominent people, have gone to this school. And I think for when you look at some of these people, and you sometimes, there have been movies done about things like this, you read the story, the accounts of the arrogance. There was an episode once on, I think it was Blue Bloods, about a kid of privilege doing this sort of thing. And you look at him and then you think, oh, I know somebody like that. My children both went to private school. And I can tell you, I know kids like that. And my children know kids like that who get away with these sorts of things because of who they are. Do you know who I am? Do you know who my father is? Do you know who my mother is? So this culture of laissez-faire, the approach to young women, and even women of all ages, frankly, who are abused by men, and the way that these things are being handled by the law, it's disgusting. So this thing goes on, and there, now this girl is going to be, this, it's like this girl was on trial. She didn't do anything except become a victim. And yet it seems like the feel I get from it, because of the people who are working on the other side to protect the children who are accused of this, the wealthy people who hire expensive lawyers to try to browbeat this 16-year-old girl and get off their client, which is what their job is, but it's still pretty disgusting, isn't it? When you think about it? All right.
Did you hear about this Rosie O'Donnell story and her daughter?
Yeah, her daughter ran away for a week. Now she's back?
And now she's back, but apparently they were able to track her cell phone, police were, to some Barnegat Township, New Jersey home of 25-year-old Steve Scherer. And Rosie tweeted last night that he had been charged with third-degree possession of heroin with intent to distribute. Her daughter had met this guy on the dating website. Tinder.
Right.
And so now she's trying to figure out what to do. But thank God, I mean, they find this.
Well, that's
17 years old, and you still got to watch your kids from this kind of stuff. Be careful.
In a moment, we're going to focus on Trump and his immigration ideas or immigration practice. What do you like? What do you not like? Let's dig into this in a moment. Ann Badmus will join us here on Good Day.
Got a lot on your to-do list? Now, during Kubota's Power to Do Great Things sales event, get a great deal on an L3301 or 3901 tractor with a live continuous running rear PTO. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years, and great customer instant rebates when you buy a new L3301 or 3901 and two implements. Now through September 30th, 2015. Call toll-free 1-888-465-8268 for details about cost and terms.
For more information or to find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com. You're getting very sleepy.
Sleepy.
You're no longer afraid of bunnies.
Bunnies.
You'll join my rewards program.
I'll join your...
Wait, what? 50% off your fifth session.
Huh?
Focus on the value.
Value.
How about a rewards program you can actually use every day? Finally, there's Plenty. Earn points at one place and use them at another. Join for free and discover exclusive offers only at plenty.com or on the Plenty app. There's Plenty together. Terms and conditions apply.
Doug Stephens, Good Day Program, 14 before the hour, 46 after the hour. Rich and I have Ann Badmus, shareholder and chair of the immigration section of Cowles & Thompson. She's a lawyer. Her practice consists primarily of employment and business-related immigration matters. So she has a good view of the Donald Trump ideas around immigration. Ms. Badmus, thank you for joining us. So tell us what you think happens if the Trump plan stands.
Well, good morning. Yes, from what I've read, it sounds like that if it is implemented, which I think will be a hard, there'll be a lot of hard way for that to happen, is that it will really cause a lot of changes in what my practice sees, in particular even with the legal immigration, which I...
What is your practice? Explain how you're involved. You're involved in businesses who hire illegals. Is that... What is it that you do?
Oh, no, not at all. No, I'm involved with businesses who hire legal workers, foreign legal workers.
Yeah.
So we go through the system as it is and try to help them. And in most cases, we do help employers and their employees to get the visas, the work visas, permanent residence, which is green cards, and eventually U.S. citizen, which typically is a very, very, very long process. Many of my clients are going through this process for 10 years. So it's not an easy process to go through, but that's what I work with. So some of the Trump proposals would actually affect those or workers who are actually trying to go through the system
legally
and make it more difficult.
He says he's about to make the good ones be able to stay.
Well, you know, some of the things that he's talking about, he is basically in terms of limiting the numbers of people who can come through that system, for example, through the H-1B worker program, which is a high-skilled worker program, which is pretty limited right now. We have about 85,000 visas available each year, and it's sort of run at a lottery now because you have, you know, a need of about 200,000 of those visas. So I don't see where he's talking about helping in terms of allowing those who do have those skills to get through that and not have to compete and only have a 33% chance of even getting one of those visas. I see more so that he's going to make it more difficult for those employees to apply.
What's the solution to this problem? Because this is the thing that's getting the most traction. The American public is tired of all of this because they feel, rightly so in my opinion, they've been victimized in many circumstances by people who come here, work cheaper, aren't staying legally, all the money's going out of the country, they're not paying taxes. So how do we fix this problem?
Well, I think overall, it's been proposed over many, many years, is to look at, as you've mentioned, comprehensively, those who do come in illegally, how do you deal with that? And you know, the border certainly is an issue. There are people who come in and overstay. Those are issues. They really have to, but you also have to look at it from the standpoint, in my opinion, in terms of there is a benefit to immigration as well, and it seems like Trump proposals almost seem to say that there is absolutely no benefit to immigration. And I think we have to get away from that. We have to look at overall what we can do to make sure that our system is modernized so that it does recognize some of the benefits that do come from immigration and, of course, limit those who would take away from our system or our country as well.
Are you likely to support Donald Trump as a presidential candidate?
Well, I don't want to say who I'll support, but I would say that as far as the immigration plan is concerned, I would not support
Who's got the best plan of those running for president? Who's got the best plan?
The best plan? Actually, I mean, I don't really see, I see bits and pieces of what people are saying, but I don't really see a comprehensive plan, so I don't really want to comment on that until I see something a little, you know, more detailed about.
If somebody asked you, let's say Carly Fiorina called you up, she heard you talking to me on the radio, and she said, that woman makes a lot of sense, let me call her and see if I can get her advice or some input. Would you help somebody like that to formulate a plan that in your mind made sense?
Oh, of course. I would certainly want to, you know, offer anyone my opinion in terms of what I think would be the most beneficial overall.
Yeah, you got to wonder, as the election draws closer and closer, if there's going to be anything here before the election. And then the excuse is, well, after the election, nobody cares. For before the election, everybody wants to do something, but they don't want to offend possible voters. It is a conundrum. Interesting to hear your perspective on it. Thank you from your perch as an immigration lawyer. Ann Badmus joining us here on the Good Day program.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government when you can be truly independent with Liberty HealthShare, a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care? Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. Liberty HealthShare. Together, we are one.
Enough is enough! I have had it with these motherfucking snakes on this motherfucking plane!
Times are strange. We gotta free our trade for snakes on a plane.
It's my job to handle life and death situations on a daily basis. It's what I do, and I'm very good at it. And I don't need to tell you to be careful.
Snakes on a Plane.
You'll never saw that.
By Cobra Starship. What a name for a group singing a song about snakes on a plane. It was from the movie of the same name, Snakes on a Plane, released during this week in 2006. I got 9 years ago that movie came out. That was Samuel L. Jackson with the profanity there. Snakes on a Plane, Chuck. Did you ever see that?
Yeah, I did. And it got so much hype when it came out and then sort of started at the box office. You know, it's a movie, if you watch on cable, it has entertainment value. And so movies like that are made for.
Why?
Made to win Oscars.
What happened to the people that were around the snakes?
Some got killed.
Really?
It's just a B movie, nothing more, nothing less.
Uh-huh. I'll never forget when they marketed that movie, though. They did a great job. They had this web-based thing where you could personalize a message on your answering machine from Samuel L. Jackson, and it had lines from the movie, and he said everybody's name, and you could have him say your name, and it was genius, and everybody was doing it. We even did it here on the show. They marketed that movie really well.
Yeah, that kind of stuff. Well, to each his own. All right, Chucker has movie news for us in a moment. I want to find out what he knows and what you need to know about the theater's increasing security, something we'll all be dealing with, I'm afraid. Stand by for that report and information next year on Good Day.
There are two types of water heaters, thankless and tankless. The thankless kind work like this.
Mom, I'm throwing in a load of laundry.
Whoa, hold off on that. I'm hopping in the shower.
Is this a good time to turn on the dishwasher?
This is not a good time to turn on the dishwasher.
Rinnai's tankless water heaters, on the other hand, work this way.
I'm throwing in a load of laundry.
No problem. I'm hopping in the shower.
Rinnai's innovative tankless water heaters provide an endless supply of hot water whenever you need it, even for multiple tasks at the same time. Plus, they feature a space-saving design and ultra-efficient performance for monthly energy savings. So enjoy hot water that's always ready when you are.
Is this a good time to turn on the dishwasher? Go for it.
And never discourage your children from washing dishes again. Rinnai tankless water heaters, the hot way to heat water. Learn more about Rinnai's industry-leading products at www.rinnai.us. That's RINNAI.US.
Chuck Curry is our movie man here on Good Day Every Day. He reports on the comings and goings of actors and stars and people who are putting together deals to do movies, videos, DVDs. That's where his area of expertise is. So what's the hot stuff today?
Once again, Dwayne Johnson in the news. Dwayne Johnson, Rock, formerly The Rock, signing on the star in an untitled Disney film revolving around its Jungle Cruise attraction. You know, going over stories over the last 2 years, this guy's beyond busy. I don't think there's an actor who has more projects dug in development than this guy. He's going to be working nonstop, I would say, for the next at least 3 to 5 years.
Cashing in on what he's found his success in.
Good, yeah, and the studio and the studios want him, which is, you know, a really good thing if you're a actor in the business. He came out with the Earthquake film San Andreas this summer. I enjoyed it immensely. I had a really good time watching it in a movie theater. Yeah. Some other news of interest: actor Michael Shannon, who played General Zod in the last Superman movie, Man of Steel, and the character was killed off at the end. For those who haven't seen it, that character will be back in the Batman vs. Superman movie, which was confirmed by the actor in an interview just yesterday. Ben Affleck's getting really good buzz for Batman. Supposedly, they did a few weeks ago, Doug, a cast and crew rough cut screening, and the movie received a very positive standing ovation from the cast and crew.
Right.
It comes out next summer in June, and no doubt, despite reviews, it's going to be a real big film. But if it's a really good movie, sky's the limit for its box office potential.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if you're going to watch it, Doug, but AMC will air Fear the Walking Dead, its spin-off pilot, this Sunday night, 90 minutes starting at 9 o'clock. All new cast in a new location, which will be Los Angeles. I'm going to predict a very big rating come Sunday night.
All right.
You know Doug will watch it.
Regal Entertainment Group says they're going to start checking patrons' bags in response to shootings at theaters. How much is this going to happen as we move forward, Chucker?
I don't see it happening much.
Really?
Not in my neighborhood. I don't see it.
Well, your neighborhood.
I really don't.
It's not exactly a high crime neighborhood. But
it's just where all this stuff happens.
Yeah. I haven't used
the Poconos.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Danger in the Poconos. Film at 11. Hi, Chucker. Thank you for being here.
Honey, why are there fish swimming in our bathtub?
Aren't they cute? You need more omega-3s, and those fish oil pills with toxins and heavy metals are scary. So I'm making fish oil from scratch.
Oh boy, didn't I tell you I'm ordering Nutrigold fish oil? It's exceptionally pure.
That's what they all say.
No, really. Nutrigold's fish oil is concentrated from pure cold water fish straight off the Alaskan coast and manufactured right here in the USA.
Well, cold Alaskan waters are much more pristine than the polluted waters that other fish oils are sourced from.
That's what I'm saying. And it's 5-star certified to meet international purity, potency, and freshness standards.
Well, that sounds even better.
Great. I'll be in my office ordering a few bottles. If I order now on www.fishoil.best, I can save $5 using the promo code MyFishOil. Honey, why are there bees in my office?
Get rid of those fish burps for good. Go to Nutrigold's U.S.-made fish oil products by going to www.fishoil.best and get $5 off by entering MyFishOil.